Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. And if you want to learn more about the philosophical and psychological underpinnings of the ideas we talk about in this podcast each week, check out our free basic course at michaelneal.org/basic course. The title for this week's episode comes from a masterclass that I hosted with my good friend and colleague, Kathy Casey, who I've mentioned in some of these other podcasts. And she was sharing stories about her work in the principles. And the first three stories she shared, one was of a group that she had worked with of schizophrenics and other people who'd been diagnosed with what were considered severe mental illnesses. And she was saying in particular, there was one person in the group who was catatonic, which basically means that they didn't move, they didn't speak. So somebody actually wheeled them into the talks. And she'd never spoken to that kind of audience before, but she figured that what she was sharing, which is the three principles, the stuff that I share in these podcasts each week, was likely to have an impact because it seemed to have an impact everywhere she shared them. And she said to her surprise, after the first couple of weeks, she was beginning to be concerned that it was unfair, particularly the catatonic guy, to make him sit there every week. But they said, no, this is how we do things here. And she said what was even more surprising was after a few weeks, that catatonic man, who had apparently been catatonic for over a decade, raised his hand. And when she called on him, kind of a bit shocked, he said, could I take notes? And she said, yeah, why? And he said, well, I think it would be helpful if, because you guys kind of go all over the place, if I could, have notes so I could keep us on track. And she laughed and said, yeah, that would be fine. And that was just one of the extraordinary stories that she shared about how people in that class who were diagnosed with, in homes for people with severe, heavy-duty mental illnesses, found their innate mental health through understanding these principles. She then went on to tell a story that was almost like an innocuous story about her, I think it was her niece, who had, she'd gone to the library, and when she came out of the library, she had her hand clamped over her mouth. I don't know how this sounds, but, you know, she had her hand clamped over her mouth. And she wouldn't put her hand down. And so Kathy said, well, why is your hand over your mouth? And her niece said, well, I'm trying to keep out the flies. And she said, what flies? And apparently what had happened was her niece had read a book where somebody had her her mouth open and flies had flown in. And had decided that the solution to this was not to close her mouth, which one assumes was kind of the moral of the children's book that she'd read, but to just simply keep a hand over her mouth at all times to prevent the flies from getting in. Now, initially, Kathy tried to sort of reason with her and logic with her and talk to her about, well, you know, there aren't really, flies are more scared of you than, and none of that worked. And then she suddenly just went, oh, wait, I know how this works. And she changed the subject, and she said to her, hey, what flavor lollipop are you going to take when we get to the place where they were going, where there were lollipops? And completely, her niece completely forgot all about the flies and all about everything else, and got very excited about debating with her big brother which flavor lollipop she would have. And then the third story was about going into a major corporation, to a business team within the corporation, and sharing these principles, sharing this understanding, and basically having a day and a half to share the understanding. And then there was a day and a half for the team to work on their biggest business problem, which was to do with, and basically they were way below their sales target. And so how do they, in a relatively short space of time, almost double their sales figures for the quarter? And She said, not only was the first day and a half really lovely, as it often is when you get into this understanding of how the mind works and how the human experience works, but the team generated so many ideas in their brainstorming session that not only did they come up with way more than enough to hit their targets, but she said when she talked to them afterwards, their experience of it was so light. It was so fun. It was so, low pressure, high reward. And her point in sharing those stories and my point in sharing those stories with you is the reason that she could go into a room of people with mental illness, that she could speak with her niece about lollipops and flies, and that she could work with a very high-level team on some very high-level business problems and challenges, is because the principles are an explanation of how we work. They're an explanation of how life already works. And so they're relevant to anyone in any context, no matter what. And in simple words, and these are my simple words, how it works is we think our experience into being moment by moment by moment. We live in a thought-created experience. In my book, Supercoach, the way I say it is, the world is what you think it is. But there's a world beyond your thinking. And that points to another aspect of how it works, which is we're always free to think again. No matter how long we've thought about things a certain way, we're never required to continue. My daughter was telling me she moved to Brooklyn a couple of years ago, and she was complaining to some friends towards this when COVID was in full flow about how frustrating it was being in New York City. And one of her friends said, "Do you know how easy it is to not be in New York?" And she laughed and she was like, "Yeah, I hadn't really thought about that, that, you know, I've come to New York very deliberately. I'm spending time here very deliberately. And yeah, it comes with some hassles, but I could always just leave." Well, it's the same thing in our minds. We have our habitual ways of thinking about life, thinking about ourselves, thinking about work, thinking about others. But do you know how easy it is to not think that? To just think something different? And so there's something about knowing that we're thinking our experience into being moment by moment. We're always free to think again. And there's a part of us that exists before thought. That part of us is always okay. It is unaffected by positive thought. It is unaffected by negative thought in the same way that a mirror could reflect Hitler in one moment and Nelson Mandela in another, that could reflect the most beautiful person you've ever seen and the ugliest person you've ever seen, that could reflect you when you're in a great mood and reflect you when you're in a foul mood, and the mirror would be unchanged. Consciousness, our nature, is like that perfect mirror, always okay before whatever is reflected in it. We are always okay before whatever thoughts come through our mind and create our experience in this moment. So as you listen to these podcasts, I really encourage you to just kind of start with the assumption that this is relevant. Understanding how it works is relevant for you. It's relevant for your situation. It's relevant for your loved ones, your colleagues. It's relevant for all of us. Because at that level, we all work the same way. Have fun, learn heaps, happy exploring. and I'll talk with you soon.